You're listening to Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And if you ever just pushed the needle a little bit, Barb, I remember one time I was driving a 1968 Buick that we inherited from your parents, and I was on the south side of Des Moines, and we were young marrieds, and the gas gauge, I mean, it was almost empty. But I thought, you know what? I haven't driven this car very often or very long, and I don't know if I've got 5 miles, you know, left or 25 miles left. And I ran out of gas out in a rural area. And I thought, rats, why did I not stop and put, back then it would have been just $5 worth of gas, and that would have lasted me a few more days. Why did I not stop and put the gas in? Sometimes we're just running on empty, and we take a risk, and we push it a little bit too far, and then we really find ourselves in a jam.
Well, Gary, that's a great analogy, because when we translate that into being a mother and a father and a family, or a wife or a husband, or a great friend, or a son or a daughter, and you know you're running on empty. In fact, you may not know it. It may be a place of unknown, a blind spot, but everybody else can see it in you. And for some of us, you know, what's the symptomology? Well, it might be it's 8 in the morning and you're already dreaming about crawling into the covers at night and watching your favorite rerun and just sleeping. You know, that's when you know you're running on empty. Or maybe, and I'm just going to speak as from a mother's perspective, you know, you're going, when was the last time I really sat down and looked deeply into the eyes of my child without just giving orders to, you know, pick up your stuff and do your homework and vacuum the house and, you know, doing the immediate needs? Well, that's when you're running on empty.
Yeah, or maybe as a husband or a wife, you sit back and you go, you know what, we haven't touched. There's not been meaningful just touch.
Or a kiss,
or held hands, or put our arm around each other. Or, you know what, chances are you are running on empty if you and your spouse are having these kinds of needs unmet. And maybe what you're really experiencing is that you're depleted. And just like a gas tank, you know what, a person as well as a relationship. So as you said, whether it's parenting, whether it's marriage, whether it's friendship, you know what? They all are at risk of being depleted.
Now think about it. When you don't even have enough energy in you to walk across the room and kiss your mate or put your arms around them, you're out of gas.
Yeah, you really
are. And so I think we're going to stand back, and we just want to encourage you today, and we want you to get filled up. We want to encourage you to take some time and get some respite. You've got to get filled up before you can let it flow out of your life. So the first thing we want to do is examine your life. Are you working a couple of jobs? Are you going to school full time? You know, it's no surprise that you're running on empty if that's the case. But when you add parenting to that, wow. I mean, we can't afford to get sloppy in parenting.
You know, Barb, years ago, Bill and Lynn Hybels from Willow Creek Church did a book called Fit to Be Tied. And they had a diagram, if I recall, in that book, and I think it was in that book, that had gauges. And it was like looking at the dashboard of an automobile. And we've used this in teaching in South Africa and at conferences. And they have 4 different dials, just like you're looking at an odometer, speedometer, a fuel tank, you know, a temperature gauge. Well, instead, there were 4 different gauges that connected to us as people. One of them is an emotional tank. One of them is a spiritual tank. One of them is a work tank. And then the 4th one, I think, was the area of relationships. And the teaching principle on this is if your emotional needle is redlining, so you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling depression, you're feeling stress, you are just emotionally really struggling just within yourself, and that needle is pushing over into that red line, then you know what, the engine of that person's emotional state is really under stress. Other times, the relationship needle. So, you know, sometimes it's real even and it's just kind of normal, but other times it gets into the red line. You've got a troubled child. You're in marital conflict. You're having trouble with one of your siblings or with a parent or a friend or somebody at work. So that relationship stressor is occurring. And so sometimes we got, golly, I've got an emotional deal going. I've got a relationship deal going. Well, what about work? And now all of a sudden my work is under all of this pressure, and there are demands, and the people that I'm working with are projects, self-imposed or other imposed. Now all of a sudden that's redlining. And then you get to the spiritual part, that you're undergoing spiritual crisis. Maybe you're questioning your faith, and you're just struggling. Now here's the scoop. Any one of those four, or two of those four, or three of those four, or four of those four, can all be acting independent of the other. But what Pastor Heibel said, and it's really insightful, is that when you take away from one of those gauges and you skim, is the term that he used, and take energy away emotionally to apply it to a relationship crisis, spiritually to apply it to work to apply it to spiritual, whatever it is, you can skim for a very short amount of time, but ultimately you're going to pay the piper. And so when you are skimming, what he called it is you're now living in crisis mode living. And so what's the remedy? Well, the remedy, and that's what we need to spend the rest of our time on, is how do you boundary up? How do you protect? How do you stay balanced? How do you step into situations where you're not running on empty in those four different areas? Because you know what? When you do, you're going to live in crisis versus living in balance.
What if you've got a spouse who is pushing you and keeping you in that red line gauge?
Yeah.
What if you have a spouse that is not intuitive, that is not attach-oriented, and is keeping you working two full-time jobs plus a lot of things on the side? I think that's when good friends need to stand up and come alongside individuals and surround women or men that are redlining it. And if the marriage doesn't have the qualities of attachment within it to help the person get through it and make some changes, then we need to rely on friends or family members to stand up and say, no, your health is going down because you're working around the clock. I'm seeing it in your health. I'm seeing it in your eyes. And wouldn't you suggest that?
Yeah, I really would, Barb. And so every person has got to be willing to be introspective. They got to be willing to be open to other people, pointing out areas where any of those gaugers are at risk. You know, certainly within their relationship with Christ, within their relationship with their spouse, you know, with trusted friends of the same gender, with their adult kids, you know, with people that they care about, just say, you know what, I'm just running on empty. I mean, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and like you said earlier, you know, I want to plop back in bed and watch a rerun. Well, then, you know what, something is out of balance. And so sometimes we need to sit back, because if we don't sit back and make some
big corrections.
Yeah. Then, you know what, we're going to get corrected through a depression, through a loss of a job, a loss of a relationship, an illness or something else.
Loss of health. So let's stand back. What can you do today for the sake of yourself? You know, we're called to love ourselves. If you have to call in sick, go to bed and get some rest. Sleep is the best gift that we can give ourselves. Sleep and eat. And then really visit, how are you living your life in these
areas? And then head off to the Y, Barb, and exercise, or head off to, you know, a health club, or go outside and walk around the block. In other words, shake up that serotonin, shake up some of the physiological aspect as well.
Do something nice for yourself. I mean, for you gals, you know those beautiful little bouquets you get for $5.99 at the store? Go buy one for yourself. Listen to some inspirational music. Listen to a wonderful message on a topic that you want to learn about. Go to the library. Get a book. Read. But it's not until you take the time to settle down and find that quiet place of boundary, you won't even know what you've been missing. Do you have peace? If you have peace, guard and steward and fight for that peace. But if you don't, find it and hang on to it with your whole life. And sometimes those around us are not intuitive enough to help us get there.
Well, and that's what I was going to close with, Barb. If you're a spouse, or if you're a parent or a child or a friend, also put up your radar and be discerning about some of the stresses that the people you love are going through. And step up and just say, how can I help lighten your load? How can I encourage you today? We'd love to know what you think about this topic. Why don't you go to americasfamilycoaches.com, join the conversation. We're the Rosbergs at americasfamilycoaches.com.